Welcome back to Highly Successful Couples, the podcast that helps couples grow together instead of growing apart. I'm your host, Nick Solacek. Thanks for joining me today. I want to share a simple yet powerful practice that can strengthen your relationship and bring you a little closer to your partner on a daily basis. And it's called the 6-second kiss. The 6-second kiss. Now, you might be thinking, 6 seconds? Why so short? Maybe why so long? Why so specific? So let me tell you a little bit about this and why these 6 seconds can make a big difference for you. This concept, this idea was popularized by the relationship expert, Dr. John Gottman, and it's exactly what it sounds like, a kiss that lasts for at least 6 seconds. It's a brief moment, but it's packed with potential for deepening your emotional connection with your partner. So why is this a simple practice that's actually useful for us? Well, the first thing is that it helps foster emotional connection. And we're busy. We got a lot going on. You know, we manage a lot of variables in our adult life, and we often forget to take a moment, you know, to really connect with our partner. And we need to do more than this, but this is one practice that you can add to your toolkit. This 6-second kiss forces you to pause and focus on each other, even if just for a moment, taking a deep breath, just dropping into the moment for a few seconds with your partner. And that can help remind you of the affection, the love that you share. That can be especially important during stressful or busy times. It can help boost our physical intimacy. And kissing, like other forms of physical affection, cuddling, handholding, hugging, release oxytocin. And that's often known as or referred to as the love hormone, which not only promotes bonding, but also helps reduce stress. So by sharing a simple kiss, you're not just connecting emotionally, you're also helping each other relax and feel good. And obviously, physical affection can be important for both people. Sometimes it's more important to one partner. It means a lot. And there's something here that's also about positive reinforcement. So when we regularly engage in small acts of affection like this, it reinforces positive feelings you have for each other. It becomes a daily reminder of your commitment, which can help sustain your relationship over the long term. And when I've practiced this, or I've done this, or I've approached my partner gently, you know, when she's available, and greeted her or approached her to give her a 6-second kiss, sometimes what I'm met with is openness, appreciation. Maybe sometimes she's busy, or I didn't realize she just had a big spoonful of hummus and crackers. And so maybe she's feeling a little embarrassed or feeling like she's not ready to be kissed. So we got to navigate those circumstances. But what I'm normally met with is a little bit of surprise. What I'm normally met with is a pleasant surprise, like, oh, is everything okay? Do you want something from me? What are you feeling right now? You know, it sort of opens her up a little bit, wondering more about me, because I don't always do it, or I hadn't been doing it in the past, or it's a rare moment, you know, if I approach her with just presence in the middle of the day out of nowhere amongst our busy schedules. And what an interesting, telling thing, you know, about your relationship, that when you approach your partner with affection, that they're a little surprised by it. Oh, this is out of the ordinary. Is everything all right? Is there some bomb you're going to drop on me? What's coming up? Are you grieving? Are you feeling sad? Are you happy? Did you miss me? So all those questions and those wonderings and things that come up are also part of a conversation. Maybe there's something to say. And maybe it's just, hey, you know, I heard about this concept, the 6-second kiss, and I want to do more of that. Or I want to try more of that. I want to make sure that you really feel loved and appreciated. And, you know, wow, how does your partner respond to that, right? What does that inspire for them? Does that make them feel, oh, wow, I feel loved? Does that make them feel more thoughtful? Does that make them think, hey, you know, I should do this too? There's a number of reasons why this works. And for every couple, it's obviously going to be different. This doesn't mean you approach your partner and jam your tongue into their mouth. You could just kiss them, little pecks for 6 seconds, And this magic number six, it's significant because it's long enough to feel meaningful, but short enough to fit easily into your day. And this simple act can trigger positive emotions, you know, thanks to the release of endorphins and oxytocins. But these chemicals lift our mood and they can strengthen our bond. And regular practices like this, like approaching your partner to give them a hug, approaching them with a 6-second kiss, sending them a message in the middle of the day, saying, "Hey, honey, I just want to, you know, say I really appreciate this thing about you, what you do for us, what you do around the house, the effort you put into aspects of our life. What a beautiful moment." And if you're struggling, you got negativity in your relationship, you really feel stuck, this can also help to make some shifts, interrupt negative patterns. We can be in a place where we're so hurt, we're so hopeless, we're feeling so alone in our relationship, we're feeling so unsafe that we're not open to affection, we're not open to a kiss, and that's okay. But for most of us, we're dealing mainly with stress and tension, maybe sometimes disagreement. And this can help to interrupt some of these moments or these patterns. So taking a moment for a 6-second kiss can act as a little reset button, helping to break maybe a cycle of negativity that day. Maybe it helps bring you back into a little bit more of a positive space. You know, initiating this, you might be surprised what it does for you, not just for your partner, because there's something here that's about mindfulness and intention. And in those 6 seconds, you're focused solely on your partner. So this brief but meaningful connection can help you feel a little bit more attuned, you know, to each other, to what's really going on. What are you feeling? What do you need? So the next time you're rushing out the door or you're caught up in the chaos of daily life, as me and my partner often are with our jobs and our puppy and all the things that we want to do, take a moment to share a 6-second kiss. See what comes up. See what's really in that space between the two of you. And it's a small investment, this small gesture that over time can yield big rewards in terms of connection, intimacy, and just overall happiness. So remember, it's not about the length of the kiss, but the intention behind it. It could be 5 seconds, it could be 7, it could be 8. Maybe if you guys are in the right place, it evolves into a hot and heavy makeout. But let's just let these seconds count. Let's bring more intentionality into our relationship and see what happens. Thanks for listening. Let's keep building stronger, more connected relationships, maybe one kiss or one hug at a time. And I look forward to seeing you next week.